Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Tzadi Dalid. Today's daf is being studied in honor of Mr. Jack and Marilyn Shehbar, dedicated by their son Isaac. Hashem alehim yuhyu, amen. Today's daf is being studied there in Unishmat Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichem began Eden, amen. We begin on Sadigim al Amud Bet. It's actually 17 lines from the bottom. To make it easier, if you look at the Gilyon HaShas, it's almost across from the Gilyon HaShas, a few lines below it. Darash Moremor. Moremor gave a Darash. Gidud Hamisha. Umehitza Hamisha. Mr. Fiin. This is actually the topic that we ended off in the last Shi'ud, where we're talking about what consists of a wall that would be considered a mechitza, that's considered a legal barrier, let's say between two hatzerot. So Moremor is saying that even if five of it is gidud, which we explained is elevation, and then above that you have five tefachim of wall, where we explained that even though if it's, let's say, between two hatzerot, we had some opinions that said that that is not considered a legal mechitza. That was Rav Chisda. And if you remember, we learned that Rav Chisda's opinion was it's only not considered a mechitza for the chatzir that is above, because it cannot see the mechitza of 10, but for the chatzir that is below, it has full view of the gidud, the elevation, and the mechitza of 5 tefachim that is above it. You saw that in your picture books. Basically, that was picture number 336, where you see the two chatzirot, where the fellow was standing. That's the chatzir ha'elyon, and beneath it is the chatzir of tachton. That's 336. Okay? This is chatzir ha'elyon, this is chatzir ha'tachton. The tachton can see the full mechitza, while this guy inside in the elyon can only see the five. Mm-hmm. In any event, Moremor is saying doesn't matter. If you have five gidud and five kotel, it is considered a tziruf, to be considered a legitimate wall. Ashkeche ravina l'ravacha bere d'rava. Ravina found ravacha, the son of rava. Amar le, tani mor mide b'mechitza. Do you have any Tanaic statements that you are aware of regarding the mechitzot, meaning regarding this law of gidud and mechitza? Do you have any Tanaic sources? Amar le la. He told them no. Ve'ilcheta nalaka is gidud hamisha u'mechitza hamisha mistarfin. So halakha lemaaseh, the Gemara comes out that it is indeed considered a tziruf. For both. Both for the Elyon and both for the Tachtonat, like we learned for the Chisda on the previous Amud. Correct. The top and the bottom. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, and that's the way the Binu Yohanatan explains. Ben for the Elyon and Ben for the Tachton. Rav Hoshaya. Now the Gemara moves on to a different question. Rav Hoshaya asks, Diyurin Habba'in B'Shabbat. If let's say you have dwellers that enter the chatzer on Shabbat, what's the case? Rashi says, Kegon, kotel sheben shete chatzerot. You had a legal wall between two chatzerot, so each chatzer made their own eruv. That's the only option. When you have a wall between the two chatzerot, they cannot join together. The wall is separating them, so they have to make their separate erubin to carry in their respective chatzer. But what happened? Shenafal b'Shabbat. That she says the wall fell on Shabbat, da'ainu diyurayhu, and now all the dwellers are considered living in one big chatzir, hashlaki adadi, which means now they are all together. So the question is, how do you judge it? Do you say, since they went into Shabbat, legal, so therefore they can continue to carry in their respective area, or do you say, since now the wall broke, and now it's one big area, and they weren't able to make an eruv with both areas, so therefore the carry should become forbidden. So that was the she'ela. Mahu she'asru? Do they become asur to carry? That she says ze'avze, meaning each respective hasid is osir its neighbor. Let's get the logic of it, because they had their individual hasir, right? They were separate. All of a sudden, now once the wall breaks, their neighbors are part of them now. They're all considered included, and they did not make an eruv amongst them. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hizda. Some have the text over here, Amar Rava, Tashema. Come and listen. Hatzir gedola shenifretza leketana. This is actually a statement from our Mishnah. Yada hatzir gedola. Right, you have the big hatzir. Shenifretza, it was breached and opened up into the ketana. Hagedat gedola muteret. The ketana asura. So we said the gedola is permissible. If you remember the configuration, it was where the gedola had gifufin. Mm-hmm. It had these shoulders coming out of the side of it, and the space in between was less than 10 amot. So therefore that space between the gifufin is considered a petah. Mm-hmm. So the gedola is considered walled. So it's permissible to carry in the gedola, but the ketana is considered parutz bimlo'o, because the ketana does not have gifufin, it's totally opened up into the gedola. It's forbidden to transport from the ketana to the gedola, so therefore the ketana itself becomes forbidden. And the Mishnah continued and said, "Mipinishi kipetchash of gedola." We consider the hatzer ketana the door of the gedola. And if you remember on the previous amud, we gave different interpretations and nafkaminot of what that means. So the Gemara now analyzes. When did it become nifratz? When did it become opened? So the Gemara says, Amarava. Oh, so at this point, there's the proof. The proof is, it says nifretza. Nifretza's mashma, even if it happened on Shabbat. And therefore, what is your proof? So the proof is that what? That when it said nifritza legedola, it means even if in the middle of Shabbat the wall came down, and therefore what do you see over here? You see over here from the Mishnah that by this pritza, now the katan becomes forbidden. Because before Shabbat there was a wall. So therefore, the gedola, no question, can carry, it's got a wall, and the ketana also has got the same wall. So therefore, the ketana can carry. Why is the ketana asura? Because nifritza. When was it nifritza? The Shabbat. So you see a proof that what? That when the wall comes down on Shabbat, the status indeed changes. That's why the ketana is asura. So the Gemara says, no, who told you to learn like that? Amar Rabba, imar bebeod yom nifritza. I can tell you that the Mishnah is talking about where the wall came down the Be'od Yom before Shabbat. Mm-hmm. Which means, who told you that when it says Nifritza is on Shabbat? And if I can tell you it happened in the Be'od Yom. And that's why going into Shabbat, the Ketana was Asura, it remains Asura. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Abaye. So Abaye comes to Rabban and says, Lo tema mor emar. Don't say the word emar, which means when he was interpreting the Mishnah about to say it was mebe'od yom, he said, let us say it was mebe'od yom. Abaye says, why are you in doubt? Don't use the word emar, use a more definite lashon. Ela vadai mebe'od yom nefritza. Use the lashon, it definitely has to be talking about where it was mebe'od yom. Why? Deha mor, because the master, meaning you Rabba, who the amar? You were the one that said, "Ba'e mine mirav Huna." That she asked the question to Rav Huna. "Ba'e mine mirav Yehuda." They asked the question to Rav Yehuda. What was the case? "Irev derech petah." Let's say you had two hatzerot, and there was a petah, a door in between them. So they made one collective eruv in the hatzerot through the petah. Right, that petah combines them. Venistam a petah. And what happened? On Shabbat, the petah became sealed. Eirev derech halon. Well, let's say they had a window that was connecting the two hatzerot, and using the window, they made a collective eruv. Venistam a halon. Mahu. What is the status now? Ve'amar li. And he answered Rava, Shabbat kevan shehutra hutra. That when it comes to the law of Eruv, once you go into Shabbat mutar, the status cannot change. Even though the physical status changed, the wall became sealed up, the petah became sealed, or the window became sealed. This is an opposite case. This is where now they became separate. So now you'd say, well, now they're separate, so the collective eruv that they made should become invalid. But the answer was no. You went into Shabbat, the status same. So therefore, you have to say that our Mishnah was talking about Nifritza mi bi'od yom. Because if it was Nifritza on Shabbat, the Ketana would still be Mutar. Because since going into Shabbat it was Mutar, right, it would not change the status. So therefore, Abayah says, why are you saying Emar? Why are you saying, possibly we could say, say Vadai, because you were the one that told us, you asked this question to the rabbis, and they answered you, Kevat Shehutra Hutra. Once it goes into Shabbat Mutar, the status stays. Itmar, the Gemara now gives another case regarding this deen that we just mentioned. Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Do you say it or not? Machloket Amoraim. Kotel Sheben Sheteh Hatzerot Shenafal. You have a wall that is between two Hatzerot that fell on Shabbat. Rav Amar En Metaltedin Bo Ela Bedalid Amot. Rav says you can only now carry in the Hatzer up to Dalid Amot, which he treats it now like a Karmelit. Ushmoel Amar Ze Metaltel Ad Ikar Mechisa Veze Metaltel Ad Ikar Mechisa. Which means, Shmuel says, no, each one can carry the whole Hatzer up to the wall. And the other side also can carry up to the wall. Now let's understand the Machloket, let's read Rashi. The bottom Rashi on Sadi Gimel Amud Bet. Kotel Sheben Shte Hatzerot, Shelo Haya Petach Benehem Velo Erbu Bo Yahad Venafal. So now we got the case. It was a solid wall, separating the two Hatzerot. Therefore, they were not able to make a collective Eruv. Each Hatzer made their own individual Eruv. Now it happened on Shabbat, the wall fell. So now everybody is together. So Rav says you can only carry four Amot, each respective Hatzer. That's she. Rav Amar Em Metatrim Bo Ela Be'arba Rav Let Lehoil Vehutra Hutra. Obviously, he doesn't hold to this deen of, since you went into Shabbat Mutar, that you maintain the Heter. He obviously says it does change. Status does change on Shabbat. Now, Uchad Haser Lo Mashvinande. And we're not going to treat it as one big Haser. The Kaimalan Haser Shelo Irba. If you have, let's say, a Haser where you did not make an Eruv, Devra kol mektaltelin kelim sheshavtu ba'avira, which means we know the status already, we learned this earlier, that you have a chatzer, that the eruv was not made. What is restricted in that chatzer? Only kelim that emanated from the bayit. But kelim that were in the chatzer itself, it is permissible to carry those in the chatzer itself. No problem. The whole chatzer. Right? They continue. Da'i kula chadar ishutahi, which is normally in a regular chatzer, so you have one complete chatzer, even if you did not make an eruv, you have no problem. Kelim sheshavtu betoch chatzer mutar. Aval ha'acha bet leshuyot ta'asurot zur im zuhayu, which is here going into Shabbat, since you made an eruv in each respective chatzer, so therefore each chatzer is considered separate, which means now it's asur to go from one chatzer to the other. Let's remind ourselves why. Because if you remember, Rav was the opinion that said that when you make an eruv, it's worse. Because when you make an eruv in the chatzer, now even items that were shavtu betoch hechatzer are forbidden. Why? Because we're concerned the following gezerah. That now that you have kelim sheshavtu betoch habayit in the chatzer, because there was an eruv, so we're concerned that what? That instead of carrying from one chatzer to the other, you might carry kelim sheshaftu betoch habayit, which means, let's review for a moment the rules. Those two hatzerot, even though they have a wall between them, legabeh kelim sheshaftu betoch hatzer, doesn't matter. You don't even need an eruv to carry kelim sheshaftu betoch hatzer from one hatzer to another's mutar. She's even according to the shita of the hachamim, it was mutar to go from hatzer to hatzer. The problem in this case is you made an eruv. Once you make an eruv, so now it is forbidden to carry kelim sheshaftu betoch habayit. Okay, b'shoch habayit. But what are we saying? It's also forbidden. Because why? Now you're going to walk into this chatzer on Shabbat. What are you going to see in this chatzer where there was eruv there? So you're going to have kelim sheshaftu betoch habayit as well as kelim sheshaftu betoch chatzer. So the gezerah is going to be, nothing is permissible now. So it comes out, because you might take the wrong keli, and you might bring it across. So therefore they will say it, everything. Now this case going into Shabbat, both cases, they had an eruv on their side. And therefore both cases now were oser on each other. What were they oser according to Rav? All the kelim now. Because the hakami make a, yeah, so when the wall comes down, so now already you have two areas that are open to each other, that are asur to each other. Hatzer number one cannot move kelim to hatzer number two, and two cannot bring to one, because they had erubin going into Shabbat. And once you have erubin going into Shabbat, it is forbidden to transfer according to Rav across. So now when the wall comes down, so now already it's considered, it's parutz bimlo'o, right? Bimlo'o, it's just wide open to each other. And therefore, you're going to only be allowed to carry up to four amot in each respective hatzer. So that she says, kula chada reshutaya, aval ha'acha bet nishuyot ta'asurot zu im zu ayu. V'nimset kol echad perutza bimlo'a limkom ha'asur lah. Afalgav dekaim alam dechatzot reshut ha'chaten. What do you mean? Didn't we say hatzerot to consider one reshut? Even according to ha'akamim, you can go from one hatzer to another hatzer. Ha'acha b'she'irva kol echad na'atzma ha'askinan. You have to remember the case. We're talking about where they made an eruv before Shabbat. V'rav le'ta'ameh. And the map is going according to his reason. V'amar halakha k'rabbi Shimon. Even though the halakha follows the Mishnah, you can go from one chatzir to another. You can even go from a chatzir to a katef, and a katef to a mavui. But what? V'hu shelo erbu. Aval erbu shtei reshuyoten. So therefore, you see, Rav is the shitato here. So let's review very quickly what just happened here. You had two separate chatzirot with the wall going into Shabbat. Each one made an eruv by themselves. Even according to the Bishamon, that normally allows you to carry from one chatzir to another chatzir, kelim sheshavtu betoch ha'chatzer. So, in a case where you make an eruv, Rav says that even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's asur. Why? Gizera atu kelim sheshavtu betoch ha'bayit. And you're going to have kelim sheshavtu betoch ha'bayit because they made an eruv. Beautiful. Now what happens? The wall came down. Now, these two chatzerot that are oser each other, meaning kelim from this chatzer are not allowed to go to that chatzer, and vice versa. So therefore, it's considered parutz bimlo'o limkom shasulo. So it itself becomes asur, and that you can only carry up to for amot. That's shitat rav. Now, obviously, you must hold that you don't say kevan sheutra utra, because if you would say utra, you'd say, what's the difference going into Shabbat? Each chatzir you can carry the whole way? So I don't get the status change on Shabbat. So obviously he holds the shita that what? You don't say kevan sheutra utra. Gemara continues, Shmuel amar, ze metaltel ad ikar mechisa, veze metaltel ad ikar mechisa, which means, each respective chatzir, even though the wall came down, they can carry exactly where they were able to carry before Shabbat started. Obviously Shmuel holds, kevan sheutra, utra. Now, we also have to point out that you have to say that Shmuel does not make the hiluk between erbu and lo erbu. If you remember on the previous napim we learned, he held like Rabbi Hanan. That he held in the shitav Rabbi Shimon that you can go from one hatzir to another ben erbu, ben shelo erbu. So therefore, even though the wall now was came down, it's not considered hatzirot that are parutz to each other because it's not asur. Which is even within eruv, you were still allowed to carry kelim sheshavtu mitoch habayit, we'll have to carry them back and forth. Now let's go read the top of the sheet and see this inside. Ze metaltel ad ikar mechitza kedemikala, like it was before Shabbat. Damrinan hu'il vehutra utra. Now, ubichli habayit ka'amar Shmuel. Ah, now, Shmuel must be talking about what could you carry back and forth, which is what could you carry up to the ikar of the hatzer. So he's telling you can carry kili habayit, which means kilim that emanated from the house. Why? The ibishishavtu behatzer. Because if you're talking about kilim sheshavtu behatzer, you can even carry it to the next hatzer. Because that you don't even need the iruf. That you don't need to have. I don't care if there's no wall, I don't care anything. Which means you can always carry according to Shmuel. Ben irbu, ben shelo irbu, kelim sheshavtu betok chatzer. So when he says you can carry up to the border, he obviously is talking about kelim sheshavtu betok habayit. Okay? Afilu mechatzer, right? Di'i b'sheshavtu mechatzer, afilu mechatzer lechatzer nameh, de'a Shmuel hu de'amar, alakha kerbi Shmuel, ve'afilu, irba kol achat la'asma, lo gazar b'shumale debatim. Okay? Now, Ba'afagav, da'ash ta'abudu chatzer achat, kishenapal, even though now when the wall came down, it's considered one open chatzer, lo afilu batim, da'ash shari la'apuke mebatim lechatzer, ho'il v'utal mitzat Shabbat. Which means, you might come along and say, that what? Now, that once the wall came down, so it's going to all sit on each other. So you say, no, it's not all sitting on each other. Because since going into Shabbat, you're allowed to take out kelim from the bayit into the chatzir, you can still do that. So therefore, nothing changed. So therefore, we have a mahloket amoraim. Rav and Shmuel, do you say, Kevan sheutra utra onat? Rav says, you don't say it. Shmuel says, you do. Comes the Gemara and continues. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shekol lanu baruch. Ve'ad Rav, this shita of Rav, Rav befirush etmar, he didn't say it explicitly, ela mechlala etmar. We get his shita from an implication. The story. What was the story? The Rav Shmuel havu yadve ba'ahu hatzer. So on Shabbat, Rav and Shmuel was sitting in a certain hatzer. Okay? What happened? Nafal guda debene bene. There was a wall between two hatzerot. On Shabbat, the wall came down. Amad lehu Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Shekulu gilima. Go take my gilima, take my robe. Negidu ba. And go put the wall up. Make a wall out of my gilima. Cover the breach. Now, he was more than four amot away. So he was obviously holding that what? Doesn't matter. Since he went into Shabbat, it was permissible to carry the whole way. So he told him, go take the gilima and go cover the breach. Now, according to Rav, you weren't allowed to go more than four amot. So what did Rav do? Ahadirinu Rav le'apeh. Rav turned his head away, meaning he was trying to show, I don't agree. This is wrong. So Amar Lehu Shmuel. So Shmuel gave him a little dig over here. He says, Ikapid Abba. If you makpid against this halakha that I just did over here, Shekulu, go take him yaneh vekatruba. We'll take your belt and we'll tie the wall with it to make sure that it doesn't fall down. He's trying to tell him, this is the halakha. Well, you're turning your head because you don't think you're allowed to. Now we'll take your belt and we'll use it to make sure the wall doesn't come down. So the Gemara says, so let's read Rashi up at this point before we go further. Shekulu gilima nagidu. Kehu talet. I take a talet. Ufersu ota sham yot mechisa. Make the mechisa. Adirin ulav la'apeh. So Rav turned his face as she says, because he holds now everything is off limits. Once the wall came down, so now already, yeah, up to four amot. You have to say it was more than four amot away. No, you have to say that the gilima of Shmuel, they were in the hatzid, but he was telling him go from one end to the other end. You can't go more than four amot. So the Gemara says, Kreshi, Shekulim Yaneh Bekatuba, Kehu Abneto. So Shmuel says, go take Rab's belt, Bekashubu at the Talit and the Aitzah. Tie it. So the Gemara says, wait. Gemara questions, Ben Shmuel, Lama Liha. What did Shmuel have to put up the mechitza for? Ha amar ze metaltel ad ikar mechitza, ve ze metaltel ad ikar mechitza. Which is a koidish where you can carry anyway. which means he always allows you when the wall comes out on Shabbat, whatever you're allowed to do before Shabbat, you can continue doing on Shabbat. So you can still carry up to, you were never able to go past the wall. Which means, yes, kelim sheshavtu betoch habayit, that didn't change. You can still go from one chazit to the other. Kelim sheshavtu betoch habayit. Again, kelim sheshavtu betoch habayit. It's permissible to carry from one chazit to the other always. Kelim sheshavtu betoch habayit ad hamud. So what? But no, you didn't need even without the wall. Shimuel doesn't hardly need a wall for that. That doesn't change either. Correct. Even kelim, that's exactly what Shimuel said is din on, which means adi karosh shel mechitza. So the Gemara is saying, what are you putting up a wall? So the Gemara Shimuel avid l'sniuta be'alma. He just did it for privacy, which means he wasn't putting up for halachic ramifications or status. Now he wanted to separate the chatzanot for tzniut purposes. So the Gemara says, "Verav isvira le de'asir lemale." What is Rav turning his head away? If he holds his asur, let him tell Shimuel asur. Hey, you're turning your head. So the Gemara says, "Atred Shimuel hava." This was Shimuel's region, which means that he was the Rav of that area. So Rav cannot now start arguing with the Marad Atra, the rabbi of the town. So the Gemara says, so what do you turn his face away for? If you're subject to the rabbi of the town, don't turn your head away. The Gemara says, says the parentheses, which means Rav also didn't want the students to think that he agrees with it. Because they're going to go back to Rav's side and say, no, we were there, we saw Rav, he didn't say anything, he didn't react, and therefore must be Rav retracted. So therefore Rav, he couldn't verbally attack Shimuel because it's his place. But at the same time, he couldn't show a tacit approval, so he had to turn his face. At least the Talmidim will know where Rav stands. Start the new Mishnah. Hatzer shenifretza lirshut harabim. Okay, we have a new case over here now. Is there a picture to this?
There is.
Okay, yeah, picture number 339. You have a chatzir. You see it's got its three walls are standing. But the fourth wall that's open to the reshut harabim came down. All right, so it's called the chatzir shenifritza l'reshut harabim. Now the she'elah is going to be, how do you treat this chatzir? Is it still considered reshut yahid? Or maybe since it's open to the Reshut HaRabim, maybe you consider it the Reshut HaRabim, because it's opened up to it. So that's the question of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Hatzir sheniflitza l'Reshut HaRabim, hamachnis mitocha l'Reshut HaYachid. If you bring something into this Hatzir now, from the Reshut HaYachid, or m'Reshut HaYachid, I'm sorry, hamachnis mitocha, if you take something from the Hatzir, mitocha from the Hatzir to the Reshut HaYachid, for example, you went from the Hatzir to one of the homes, or m'reshut HaYachid mitocha, you went from front of the homes into it, hayav. Meaning, according to the Bi'ah the Ayez, that's the author of this statement, he holds that the Hatzir has the status of a Reshut HaRabim, because it's open to the Reshut HaRabim. Look at Rashi. Hatzir sheniflitza Reshut HaRabim bimlo'a o yoter me'asir. Alright? Hayav, Rashi, Hayav, Reshut HaRabim hu. Ubegemara kaba'ida. The Gemara is going to ask, why is this Hatzir considered Reshut HaRabim? It still has three walls. Why should it be considered Reshut HaRabim? But that's what the Bi'ah the Ayez is holding. If one of the walls is flush, open to Reshut HaRabim, we treat it like a full-fledged Reshut HaRabim de'oraita. Therefore, you're going to be hayab if you transfer between it and the Reshut HaYachid. Bachamim omrim. Hachamim say no. Mitocha l'Reshut HaRabim. From it to a Reshut HaRabim. Or m'Reshut HaRabim l'tocha. Or from the Reshut HaRabim to it, patur, mepeneshi ke karmelit. He treats it, no, this status now that when one of the walls is open, it's a karmelit. And therefore, if you go from the Reshut HaRabim into it, or from it to the Reshut HaRabim, it's still patur of Allah Sukh, it's only going from a karmelit, the Reshut HaRabanan. Now the Mefarshim ask, why did you have to go from the Reshut HaRabim? Which means the Rabbi Eis was talking about the Shuta. You could have said your same point on the Shuta. Just say, if you went from the house to the Hatzir, or the Hatzir to the house, which means why did you jump to a case that the Rabbi Eis did not discuss? So the Ritba asked this question. So the Ritba says like this, that if the Hachamim would have said from it to the Shuta Yahid, we would have made a mistake in their word. Because we would have thought that maybe the Hatzir is considered a Reshut HaYachid. And therefore we'd say, yeah, from the Shuti Yachid to the Shuti Yachid, so therefore it's okay. And therefore I wouldn't have known that we treated a status of a Karmelit. So therefore we had to give a case if you went from the Reshut to Rabim into it. Granted, I hear your question, because it really says the word Patur, but sometimes the word Patur can mean Patur Mutar. So therefore, if it would have just said from the Reshut Yachid to it, I would say, yeah, Patur Mutar, because it's the Reshut Yachid. And if I would not have known that what? It's really considered a Karmelit. So how did you prove me that? From the Reshut to Rabim into it patur, and patur means a patur of alasur, and therefore it's a sudra banan. Anyway, the Gemara begins. Gemara. Verbi Eliezer, Mishum shtenefretzal reshut harabim, Aviala reshut harabim. Is that so? When you have three walls, and just one of them is open into the reshut harabim, does that give it a status of reshut harabim? Which means it's still owned by one individual, this Hasid, which is still a private property. It's not a public thoroughfare, which means the Rabim are not walking through the Hatzer. So what makes it a Shut Rabim? It has to have a public access. It's still just private property, seemingly. So therefore, even if the Rabim would walk into it, let's say, the Baal Hatzer can say, get out. Which is sure it's open, so tell them if they want to trespass. But it's trespassing, so they can tell them, get out of my property. So why do we consider this a reshut harabim? That's the question of the Gemara. Gemara's answer, yes, it's a reshut harabim. The Bili Ezer letame. The Bili Ezer follows his reasoning. The Tanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Ezer, rabim shebereru derech le'atzman. Rabbim, the public that chose a road for themselves, ma shebiriru biriru. What they chose is considered chosen. Rashi says, shebiriru derech le'asman besadeh achat. In a certain field, Rabbim started to access and use a certain area. And the Baal HaTzer or the Baal HaSadeh cannot now gate that area up. Alma Kanula, which means, let's say that Rabim was always accustomed to walking through a certain area, right? And now they forgot where that area was, let's say. So now they just say, you know what? This was the area, we're walking through this area over here. We always walked through it, this was the Minhag until this point over here. So therefore the deen is what? Even though it's private property, technically, where the guy's there, since the Rabim always walked through it, they have a right to choose that area, and the Baal HaBayit has no rights to push them out, and therefore, it's considered a reshut harabim. Now watch the way they explain it. The Gemara's answer really is that yes, in this case, you know why it's a reshut harabim? Because the Baal HaBayit does not have rights to kick them out. Once there's no wall over there, and the Shuta Rabim guys are starting to access it. That's it. They becomes an annex to their area. No, they're not walking through the whole Chatzer. Wait. We're discussing, as you see in the Gemara's conclusion, the only discussion with the area of the Shuta Rabim is not the entire Chatzer. It's just that area of the wall, right by the wall that's Parutz. That area that is right opened over there. That's going to be considered a Shuta, because the Shuta Rabim can. Right. No, it's right, yeah, well, it's right on the edge of it, right on that area. As we'll see now in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eni, we have a contradiction. The Amar of Gidal, Amar Rav, the who she'avda lahem derech be'otah sadeh. When do we say that you give them rights? Is when they originally had rights. And just what happened, they forgot exactly where their area was. So then the Rabim has rights to say, we're taking this spot for our access. But that's only when they had rights originally, in the first place. In this case over here, seemingly, wait a minute, it was the guy's Hatzer. So let's read Rashi for a second. She'avda lahem derech be'otah sadeh. She'aya lahem derech bo. Originally they had a derech in the guy's field. Ve'enu yodeya ibitzfono ibidromo. I forgot. They don't know. Was it in the north or was it in the south? Ubariru lahem achat min haruchot. So the Rabin gets the right to say, we're taking our path back in the north, or we're taking it back in the south. But this case over here, how are you going to explain it? Was the guy's chatzer? So the Gemara says, no. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's the same scenario. That they had rights, and they just forgot where their rights is. Now they want to take the rights that go past the wall. How? Does she? V'chi tema, ha'chan ha'mekesh'ad v'madirik botachat she'en makum ha'mechitza nikar. When the wall came down, it wasn't so obvious or nikar exactly the border where the wall starts and the Hatzer starts and the Reshut Rabim starts. So what happened? Ubnei Reshut Rabim marhibim Reshut Rabim letocha b'miksat. The nature of Reshut Rabim is when there's an open area and they don't see walls, so they just extend their passage. You know, they make their Reshut Rabim a little longer. Ve'amru, and what do they come along and say? She'ad kan haya Reshutan. And they come along and have claims. Listen, this was our area. We always walked this area. Now, so they have a dispute between the Baal Hatzer and the Reshut Rabim guy. The Baal Hatzer says, no, you guys are 2 feet out. They say, what are you talking about? We're 2 feet in. So that little area now by the wall, that's not so visible, it's under dispute. Now, if it's under dispute, we just learned that you give it to the Reshut Rabim, which means Reshut Rabim should be ruled by him. Derek, they chose for them a Derek, so they take it. Now look at Rashi. V'chi amar b'lez Reshut Rabim hi. Right, when the b'lez said that the Hatzer is Reshut Rabim, he didn't mean the whole Hatzer is Reshut Rabim. Be'oto makom mechitza ka'amar she'elu oririn alam. Only on that little area where there's a dispute between the owner and the Reshut Rabim, in that case over there, Halakha says, you give it to the Reshut Rabim. So basically what the Gemara is saying is that the wall came down of the Hatzer. There's a dispute now between the Baal Hatzer and the members of the Reshut Rabim where the original border is. In this case, the Reshut Rabim says it's closer to the Hatzer. The deen of Rabbi Eliyahu, as it is, you give it to the Reshut Rabim. It's like a case of Avdal Lahim Derech, that they lost their position and therefore they want to reclaim it. So you give it to them, which means if it wasn't a scenario like this, then the Bnei Reshut Rabim would be considered Gazlanim. Which is for them just to walk into a guy's Hatzer with his walls and start trespassing, of course doesn't make a Reshut Rabim. The guy can say, throw them out. However, in this case over here, there's a dispute because we don't know where the original walls were. Right. When the wall came down, they're saying, hey, it was there. So therefore, the deen is, Rabbi Eliezer says, since the Shurim are trespassing it, you give it a status of Reshut Rabim. So comes the Gemara says like this, Ve'a Amar Rabbi Hanina Ad Mekom Mechitza Mahloket. Rav Hanina learned the machloket between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer ad mekom mechitza, which means even in the Hatzer itself there's a machloket, which means in the Hatzer itself Rabbi Eliezer holds it to the Reshut Rabim. Now the way we're learning now, no, the Hatzer is a Reshut Yahid, it's just that little strip of area in front. How could Rav Hanina say ad makom mechitza machloket? No, there's no machloket ad makom mechitza. So the Gemara says ema al makom mechitza machloket. Right, instead of the word ad, change it to al, which means on the area of the mechitza there is a machloket, which means even so the Hakamim still say it's considered Reshut Yahid, because bottom line it's contested by the owners, so it doesn't change its status. So comes the Gemara and says, actually it's a karmelit. Another answer, reshut harabim kamepalge. Rashi, what is the second answer doing? Le'olam b'shemekomot mechitzot ikarot. I'll tell you new case. The walls are noticeable. There's no dispute exactly where the border originally was. You know where the walls were. V'afidu ha'achem mashvele Rabbi Eliezer l'mkom mechitza Reshut Rabim. Still, at the wall, he gives it to the Reshut Rabim. Da'ikas sabar sideh Reshut Rabim k'Reshut Rabim dameh. we come into the great mahlokit of how do you treat the sides of the Rishut Rabbim. Which means, since the Rishut Rabbim are walking right in front of that area, and they have very easy access to it, they can put their stuff down on it, they could, you know, gets crowded, they can walk into it. So really that area now, since the wall came down, and even though it's obvious that that area originally was the Hatzers, but now that there's no wall there, it changes its status to called Sider Reshut Rabim, the sides of Reshut Rabim. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar, because Rabbi Eliezer holds Sider Reshut Rabim, Kereshut Rabim Damu. He says that they have a status of Reshut Rabim. The Rabbanan Sabre, Sider Reshut Rabim, that Kereshut Rabim Damu. So that's the Mahlokin. So the Gemara says, you ask me if it's going all the way in? No. It's only the area right by the strip that's flush with the Reshut Rabim.
Exactly.
We're not discussing the entire Hatzer. The entire Hatzer is not in the Reshut. They don't have access to the 20 feet inside. They only access the area that's right off the Reshut Rabim. So the Gemara asked the question, the Liflog Mitzidir Reshut Rabim Be'alma. What did you have to give a crazy case like this to bring your point of Sidir Reshut Rabim? Give a normal case of Sidir Reshut Rabim, a regular case of Reshut Rabim, and you have a wall over there that is used by the Reshut Rabim, so you could treat it like, what do you have to give a case where you have a Hatzer and the wall came down? There's a much easier scenario to give me Sidir Reshut Rabim. So the Gemara says like this, if they go with Sidir Reshut Rabim be'alma, if I would have gave you the normal case, now what is the normal case? The Reshut Rabim, and then you have a wall, right, on one of the sides. Normally that area under the wall is considered Sidir Reshut Rabim. You have a regular Reshut Rabim. The normal case where the Gemara usually brings of Sidir Reshut Rabim, you have a Reshut Rabim, and there's a wall.
Okay.
One of the sides of the Reshut Rabim. So that area, the Reshut Rabim also walks up to the wall. They walk up to the wall and they, you know, they access that area. So normally that's considered Sidir Reshut Rabim. The Bnei Eliezer will hold that that area, even under the wall, which is private property, is still considered Reshut Rabim. So why don't you bring me that case? So the Gemara says, no. Hava Amrinan, I would have said like this. Ki Palginan Rabbanan Aled Rabbi Eliezer. In that case, by the way, the rabbis argue with Rabbi Eliezer as well. And they say that wall over there and all that area on the wall is considered Reshut Yahid. But you know what I would say? You know why they argue in that case? Because if you remember in Masechet Shabbat, we learned that on those walls, the people who own those walls, they're smart. They know that the Reshut Rabim are going to lean against their walls and access it. So what do? In order to discourage the people, they put these pegs, right? They put these pegs, you know, coming out of the wall, or like spikes that are in front of the wall over there, in order to keep the people distance from them. So I would say like this. In that case, the rabbis say the wall is considered a Reshut Yahid. You know why? Because of the Hefufeh. Because since it has these pegs over there, so it's not so accessible for the Reshut Rabim. But like in this case over here, where the Hatzer is flush right open to the Reshut Rabim, where there's no Hefufeh on the open side of the Hatzer, I might say, maybe the rabbis will say, it is considered Sidere. Which is the reason why we brought this case, is to show us that even in such a case, the rabbis still hold, it's Reshut Yahid. Not only in the case where there's Hefufeh, which means in a Kamelit, but the point is it's not the Reshut Rabim. That's the point. It's not the Reshut Rabim. Why didn't you tell me in the case of the Hefufeh? Because that could tell you, in the case of Hefufeh, of course it's not the Reshut Rabim, because the access is limited to the Reshut Rabim. Mashiach, in this case, they can walk right by it comfortably. Hiddush, still, it's not considered the Reshut Rabim. That's she. Hani Mile. Hechadika Hefufeh. Setam Sidir Shutrim Ika Hefufeh. What is that? Noatzim Yetedot Abanim Gedolot Sabuch LaKotel. They put stuff next to the wall, barriers next to the wall. Shelo Yeziku Keronot. These guys are traveling with wagons, so they don't want them to travel too close to the wall. The wagons are going to bump into the wall. So they put these barricades up, so they have to be off the wall a little. Vahu Avir Shebenehem LeKotel. Now that Avir between the barricades or between the pegs and on the wall, that area, that open space, Kari Tzidir Reshut Rabim. That's the area that we took Reshut Rabim. Even the Bnei Eliezer says the space between the pegs and the wall, that's still considered shut rabim. I would say in that case, who the paligi rabbanan? In that case, the rabbis argue, "Amru lo reshut rabim, move asul tekel mitokon reshut rabim, mishum di ikai hefsek." Because it's considered there's a barrier there. Velo aili v'harabim neja. I was going to say in that case, it's really not a reshut rabim here because it's hard to access. Aval ha ema module. But in this case, I would say maybe in the chaser we're totally open. They agree. Kamash malan. Even in this case, it's not considered a reshut rabim. But I continues. The Gemara asks. Gemara asks, "Veha mitocha ka'amar." Oh, which means if you're telling me the whole issue over here is that little strip, either in front of the wall or at the wall, no matter how you learn, whether according to the first answer that it's in front of the wall, that area that's under dispute, or actually the area in between the wall that now becomes sidere shutan abim, the discussion is not inside the Hatzer itself. So why then does it be the Ezer in the Mishnah say mitocha lebayit or minabayit letocha? We're never discussing mitocha. Mitocha means the actual Hatzer itself. The actual Hatzer never changed status according to these answers. It always remains a reshut hayachid. What's the discussion over here? By the wall. So the word mitocha is not accurate in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Aidi de amur rabbanan mitocha, amar ihu nameh mitocha. Well, the rabbis used the word mitocha. When they were saying it's mutar, they were saying you can go from the chatzir into the reshut rabim, and the reshut rabim into the chatzir. The question is, so because rabbanan used mitocha, he used mitocha. Mm-hmm. Hold it. Rabbis, what are you using mitocha for? The dispute was not mitocha. Tell me your real chidush. Your chidush should be even the area in the front by the mechitza. Why should they use the word mitocha? Right. Teach me the bigger chidush. Teach me that what? Teach me. Don't tell me isud. You want to teach me where you're arguing going to be the Ezer. You're arguing going to be the Ezer where? On the wall. You're telling me it's reshut rabim. I'm telling you it's not. So what are you discussing mitocha? So the Gemara's next question. V'rabbanan amar. Comes again, what says, V'rabbanan. Now, what's the rabbis saying over here? So the Gemara, that's the question. V'rabbanan. Now, what's the rabbi's opinion? Why would they say mitocha? So the Gemara says, Amar b'Eliezer. Right, the Gemara explains the question. Amar b'Eliezer sidere shut rabim. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the sidere shut rabim. Umhadiru le'inu mitocha. And they come and respond back discussing mitocha, which means they're talking about a different area than Rabbi Eliezer was talking about. So the Gemara says, "Achi ka'amru rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer, mi lo kamudit lan hecha detiltel mitocha lirshut rabim umirshut rabim mitocha de patur mipnei shehu karmelit." Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree to us regarding the Hatzer proper? Don't you agree that it's a Karmelit? Don't you agree that if you went from the Reshut Rabim to the Chatzer proper, or from the Chatzer proper to the Reshut Rabim, you agree to me that it's a Karmelit? So agree to me also that there's no difference between the Tzideh also. Just like in the Chatzer proper, there's no difference. Right. So there's no difference either in the Tzideh, meaning at the wall. So the rabbis use the word mitocha to come along and say it's all the same status. Whatever the inside is, the outside is as well. It's not Tzideh Reshut Rabim. So they were coming to the Bidei Ezer. The Bidei Ezer, why are you being so mahmir? Why you say that the side outside the wall is considered Reshut Rabim? Don't you agree the inside is considered a non-Reshut Rabim? So agree to us on the outside. So the Bidei Ezer says back, for the Bidei Ezer, this is what the Bidei Ezer can respond. Hatam lo kadar Tzideh Rabim. Hacha kadar Tzideh Rabim. Very easy answer. Yeah, we agree to you inside the Hatzer itself. You know why we agree to you inside the Hatzer? It's not Reshut Rabim because the Reshut Rabim does not walk through it. Well, people when they walk in the Reshut Rabim, they don't go walk all the way to a Hatzer and walk out. It's not their property. But the wall swap, Kadarsi. So therefore your analogy, rabbis, is not an analogy. But now we know why the Bidei Ezer used the word mitocha. Because the rabbis used the word mitocha. And now we know why the rabbis used the word mitocha. Because it was part of their question on the Bidi Aizid. Right. Just like Mitocha is considered private property, so you consider the Siddurishuta to be private property. The Bidi Aizid says no. It's Siddurishuta private property, as opposed not to the Rishut Rabin. Chatzer Shinifnetza Rishut Rabin Mishete Ruchotea. Okay, you have a Chatzer that the walls came down of the Chatzer to the Rishut Rabin on two sides. V'chen, Bayit Shinifratz Mishte Ruchotav, where you have a house that also became Nifratz, opened on two sides. V'chen Mavui Shinitelu Korotav Olehayav, or Mavui, that originally had an adjustment, the Lehi or the Korah, which allowed you to now carry from the Chatzer into the Mavui. Now that adjustment came down. Mutarim be'oto Shabbat. So since you went into Shabbat adjusted, and you went into Shabbat with walls, so the status remains. V'asurim la'atid labo, but it's forbidden for the future. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi, Chatzer shenifnetza b'Shabbat, Reshut Rabim. Mutarim lotar Shabbat o'il v'hutar lemeksata. Next Rashi, la'atid labo, l'Shabbat haba'a. Rabbi Yose Omer, Yose argues, im mutarim le'oto Shabbat, mutarim la'atid labo. V'im asurim la'atid labo, asurim le'oto Shabbat. Rabbi Yose says, the status doesn't change. If it's going to be mutar for the first Shabbat, it's mutar for all the Shabbat. If it's asur for the first Shabbat, it's going to be asur for the subsequent Shabbat. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what Rabbi Yose meant when he said it in this way. Rashi, im mutarim b'Gemara mefaresh, the Rabbi Yose mahmir. Rabbi Yose is being mahmir v'achi ka'amar. Keshem she'asurim la'atid labo, kak asurim hayom. What he's saying, what he means to say is, just like next week it's asur, so it's asur as well from now. And we're going to see the Gemara is going to analyze Rabbi Yose, correct. Comes the Gemara and says, Bemai askinan. What is the case? Which means, you gave me a hatzer, or a bayit, that two walls of the Hatzer came down and became opened to the Reshut Harabim. So the Gemara wants to analyze. Give me exactly the scenario. Ilema be'eser. If we're talking about the breach was less than 10 amot. Now we know a breach than less than 10 amot is considered a petah. Correct? So now, look at Rashi, Idima be'esir, u'mishumachi miruach achat lo, and that's why if it was just from one side, it's not going to be significant, da'amrinan pithahu, and that's why you had to tell me it's two sides, because you have two sides that are breached, less than tenamor, then already you have a problem. So the Gemara says, ma, Gemara says, be'may askin, idima be'esir, my shena miruach achad de'amar pitchahu. The Gemara says, well, just like on one side you call it a petach, mishteru hot dameh pitchahu, which means a petach is a petach. I don't care how many sides. Which means, don't think just because you have two petachim, it's considered breached. It's not. So therefore, if the cases where the breach is less than 10, mutar, nothing changes of this chatzer. Oh. So must be you're talking about when the breach was talking about more than 10. More than 10 is a pitchat and a truth to Rabim. Yeah? Which is even one side, right? One side that's breached more than 10 already is going to change the status of the, right, for carrying in the Hatzer, which means it's going to lose its status even on one side. Why? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav answers. Le'olam, I'll tell you what. Be'eser. It's talking about, it's 10. Ukon shenifritza, less than 10. But exactly, it broke and it got breached at a corner. the pitha bekerin zavit lo av de inche. As we learned many times, the law of a pitah is only on a straight wall, on the flat wall. Mm-hmm. People access. However, when you have a breach on a corner, even if it's less than 10, it's not considered a petach, because people don't walk through the corners. And therefore, even less than 10, even less than 10, that's normally a petach by a straight wall, by a corner when it's less than 10, it's considered a pirtza. Because people don't access the corner of a chatzer to get into the chatzer. That's not a normal pathway. The Gemara continues. V'chein bayit shenifras mishteru chotav. So you have a house that also became breached on both of its walls. So the Gemara asked a similar question. May shena meruach achat. If let's say only one wall came down, ta'amrinan pi tekra yored v'sotem. Remember, we have a status, a rule that says when you have a roof, the roof is a straight roof, comes to the end, so we make an imaginary wall, it's called pitikra, the wall goes down, the lip of the wall goes down, yored besotem. So just like you say, if one wall is opened, mishteru hot nameh lema pitikra, yored besotem. So even if you have a house of two walls that are breached, so what? Use the pitikra, yored besotem rule. So comes the Gemara and says, Amre de be rav mishme de rav kegon shenifrat bekeren zavit. Again, the case of the house is also on the corner. Vekidru yav be alachson, and its roof is not straight, but it is slanted. Now you have a picture of that in 341. You see, the roof over here is not a straight roof, it's an inclined roof. So if it's an inclined roof, so what? So the Gemara says, Deleka lememar pitikra yored besotem. Because you don't say pitikra yored besotem. So first of all, the shtere ruchot was talking about in the corner, like we said by the chatzer. And in the corner, the wall is not straight, the roof I should say is not straight, it's on an incline. And therefore, a wall on the incline, you do not benefit pitikra, yored besotem. Comes Rashi and says, Amri berav, hay name bekeren zavit. It's also talking about keren zavit. Afalgav de be'eser okim. Now even if you want to say it's less than 10 amot, lo amrinan pitahu. We don't say it's a petah. The petah bekerin zavit lo avidi. You don't make a petah there. Oh, so say pitikra. Umishum pitikra namelo. And we're not going to say pitikra as well. Why? Kegon shekiduyav ba'alakson b'shipua. When the wall comes to a slant, kegon gagin shelanu, which is the normal way we make our roofs. Deleka pe. It doesn't have a lip. Dainu ke'en arzila ve'amrinan be'oseh pasin, like we learned by the Aksadra case on Daf Chafeh, where it was a slanted Aksadra where we did not say either pitekla. So now you understand. Shteru hot is a corner. And that's why even less than 10 is a problem. Because if it was on regular sides, less than 10 is a petah. I don't care. It doesn't change the status. Oh, less than 10 by a corner is a problem. So what? Pitikra yored v'sotem. You have a roof. It's on a slant. That's the way Rav learns the case of the Mishnah of Bayit. Ushmuel Amar Afilu biyoter me'eser. Shmuel says no. The breach is talking even in the house where the wall is breached more than 10.
Right.
So it's a pirta. Yeah. So the Gemara says, meruah achat nameh. What do you mean? So then even one side should be enough of a breach. So the Gemara says, now this incidentally, when Shmuel said his deen, he said it by the chatzir. Because there's two cases in the Mishnah. There's chatzir and Bayit. So Shmuel says, first of all, I'm going back to the Chatzer case. By the Chatzer case, I'm telling you, it's talking about where there was a breach of 10. Ushmael Amar Afilu Biyoter Me'asin, even if it was more than 10. So the Gemara says, if you're talking about it was more than 10, then Amiruach Ahatnameh. So the Gemara says, Mishum Bayit. No. We said that case of Shteruhot for the house case. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Which is really, you're right. And the Hatzir, you don't need two sides. Even one side more than 10 is enough to make it Asur. Uh-huh. Oh, but you know why we said two sides? For the Bayit case. So the Gemara says, Ubayit Gufe Tikshe. So ask the question by Bayit. May Shena Merua Ahat. Meaning, why when you have one side, right? The Amrinan. You're able to say Pitekra Yored Vesotem. Mibet Ruchot Nameh Nema Pitekra Yored Vesotem. Which means in the Bayit case, it should be Mutab. Which means if you tell me you have a case of more than 10, so what? More than 10, it's considered a Pitzah, let's say. So what? But if you could wait, if you could tell me that you could say Pitekra Yored Vesotem, just like you say it on one side, you can say it also on two sides. Rashi, Ushmuel Amar. Matnitin afidu biyoter me'aser. Velo mitna le ela b'shte ruchot kede mefaresh ve'azil. Ve'ahatser kam mehadir Shmuel. Which means Shmuel is referring to the Hatser. You don't have to say it's talking about two sides. So the Gemara says, why did it say b'shum bayit? Te'lo ha'shab b'ruach ha'chat. Because on one side, you'll say Pitekra Yored Vesotem. Only in a house where you have two sides, that already be a problem. So the Gemara says, why? Even two sides say, Pitekra Yored Vesotem. So let me give you again, clear the Sheklav et Tanya. Shmuel says, it's a Hasir. And the Hasir is talking about where it was a bigger Pitekra than 10.
Right.
Good. And really, you don't need both sides. Even one side enough is going to Osir. Oh, so why did you say two sides? The two sides is really referring to the house case. So the Gemara says, why? Because on one side of the house, you'd say Pitekra. But sounds like on two sides you won't. So the Gemara says, why not? Right. Just like you take Pitekra on the one side, that's say Pitekra on the second side. The two, and furthermore, mi itle mishmuel Pitekra yored vesotem. Hold it. We don't even know if Shmuel holds Pitekra yored vesotem even on one side.
Yeah.
Why? Na itmar, because we learned, aksadra bibika. If you have the aksadra, what was the aksadra? That was like the hut, right? It had four poles, and you had a roof on the top. It's opened on all four sides. Rav Amar Mutal Datel Betocha. Rav said, you could say Pitekra Yored Vesotem on all four sides, even though they're all opened. Ushmuel Amar, En Metaltelin Ba'ela Bedal Ramot. He said, you don't say Pitekra Yored Vesotem, and therefore the underneath has a status of a Karmelit. So hold it. You see that, that Shmuel doesn't even hold on Pitekra Yored Vesotem at all. So the Gemara says, no. That's exactly. The Gemara says, halak kasha. Your second question is not a question. Kilet le bedalit. Yeah, he doesn't hold when you have four open areas. However, aval b'shalosh itle. Oh, very good. That means, if you have three walls and one is open, you'll say, Pitekra Yored Vesotem. So he holds Pitekra Yored Vesotem. So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom Kasha, which means you still have a question. Meaning, why did he have to say that it's talking about two walls? Which means, because just like you could say Pitekra Yored Vesotem on one wall, you could say it on two. The only time Shmuel says you don't say Pitekra is when the four opened.
Right.
But less than that, you say it. So we're back to it, we know. Which is only in the Aksadra case he didn't say it. Look at the Rashi, Mekom Makom Kasha. Shtei Ruchot Amai Lo Amri Pitekra Yored Vesotem. Ushmuel Lo Matze Muki Bekirui Alachson. And don't answer me that we're talking about a slanted roof. You know why? Because since he's learning it's more than 10, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to come on to Pitekra Yored Vesotem. If it's talking about a slanted roof, you can't say Pitekra even on one side. So therefore, even one side should be Asud. So therefore, hey, which means you're trying to answer me, why did you have to give me Dafka 2? It's Mashma, that if it was one, it would be Mutar.
Right.
That if you're coming onto a case where it's Ba'alachson, Even one case is asur. Right. You have to show me a case where on one wall the breach would be mutar, and on two walls would be asur. Right. So that she says, you can't tell me it's alakson, because alakson is asur even on one, because you're learning it for more than 10. More than 10 is a pirtza. Also, you need pitikra. You don't say pitikra, asur on one. So the Gemara answers, kede amre be rav mesheme de rav. Well, just like Rav answered the case of the Mishnah, Shmuel's going to borrow the same case to answer him up. How? Kegon shenifratz bekeren zavit. We'll say that the two sides was talking about not actually east-west, two sides parallel to each other. The two sides meant in the corner, right? Like Rav said. Vekiruyav be'alachson. And also Rav learned that the kirui came to a slant. Right. Why did Rav have to say that? Even though according to Rav, it was less than 10, but in a corner we consider less than 10 a pirtza. Right. Oh, so why don't you say pitikra? You can't, because at the corner the wall was coming to a slant. So say the hachaname, according to Shmuel, I'll tell you kigon shenifras bekeren zavit, and I'll tell you it's even 10 or...
No.
Wait.
Even more than 10.
Shmuel said it was more than 10. No, Shmuel said by the Hatzir and the Bayit, we're talking about walls that are more than 10.
Right,
so therefore, it doesn't matter. Even less than 10 is considered a pirtza.
Yep.
I'm just being consistent the way that she's going to explain. So it's a pirtza in the corner. Okay? 10, let's say, or more. V'kiruyav be'arba. And the kirui comes to a slant within four tefahim. What is the case? Yeah. So look at the picture books and we'll explain it. Actually, the art scroll gives a better picture over here. So we'll just look at the art scroll. Rashi brings it down. Yeah. And we'll look at the picture, then we'll try to explain, understand it from Rashi. Rashi also has the pictures. You see the regular case? They have the house. Okay? It's broken at the corner. But look what happens over here. At your breach at the corner.
Yeah.
Four tefachim in, it starts to get slanty or jaggedy, we'll call it, right? You see, four tefachim in,
right?
Then you have already
three.
No, actually five amot of wall, and then you have another five plus amot, but it's four tefachim in. So imagine again, I'm just going to, exactly, have your corner over here, right? Mm-hmm. Four tefachim into it, it starts to now jut out. Five, and then another five and change in order to get 10 plus. That's what I'm just saying, because the Shmuel holds is 10 plus. Now, what's the problem? To say pitikra over here, you're going to have to say pitikra on four different spots. You're going to have to say it on the four area, on the five area, on the five plus area, and the four area. Because each area is considered makom hashuv.
Yeah.
Meaning, if let's say this was less than four, then already I would consider it, it's considered one area. You wouldn't have to worry about it. So Shmuel doesn't hold of pitikra when you have to say it four times.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not a bent wall, which means you can't say a bent wall, it's a straight wall. But the problem is the wall is
jaggedy.
So therefore, and the jagged starts fortifying in. So it goes in four, then it goes five, five, and out, four tefachim out.
Yeah.
So therefore, what happens is on each area, yes, on each area you'd have to say pitikra, pitikra, pitikra.
Why do you need more than four?
I'll tell you why you need more than four. I'll tell you, because four tefachim is considered already makom hashuv.
Yeah.
If the jagged area started to become less, so I would consider it all one area. I would consider it one area like a pitikra. It's not considered a significant area that has its own makom hashuv. So therefore, four amot, four tefachim, back, the jagged starts, 10, and then it's then jutting out again, four tefachim. So therefore, right. So let's review. So let's review, we're done. This is today's daf. We review what Shmuel did. Shmuel, he started off telling us the breach is 10 amot, more than 10. So it's considered a breach. So your hatzer, in the Kaname, on one side, the breach was 10 more, and therefore it ruins your hatzer. Very good. Oh, by a house, you need two. So we asked, Now, by a house you need two. Why? We know Shmuel subscribes to Pit Tikra Yored V'Sotim. He might not subscribe to when all four walls, like the case in the Aksadra, but by two, he should hold of it. Yeah. So I don't care if it's more than 10 on both sides. Pit Tikra Yored V'Sotim. I review. Rashi says, potential answer, oh, tell me the walls are slanted, so therefore you can't say Pit Tikra. Now that's not going to work, because then already one wall of a bayit already is ruined. You don't have to give me a case of two. So and we need a case where one would be kasher, and two no. So the case of two is, you know what the case of two walls is? It's not two walls parallel to each other. We'll learn two walls like Rav learned the Mishnah, but not exactly like Rav. We'll learn it that it's like Rav, that what we're talking about a corner. But what? Rav learned where it was the corner and the wall came to a slant. Because he was coming along to say, Rav, it's less than 10. Less than 10 is all considered pinza. So his hadush was what? That you cannot say pitikra, yurid v'sotim, in such a scenario. However, Shmuel is going to come and tell you, I'm telling you what, that really it is breached on the corner, straight wall on top. Oh, straight wall on top. So why don't you say Pitikra Yored V'Sotim? So he's saying because it's jaggedy. And the way it's jaggedy is four tefachim, five amot. And as she says five amot plus, then jaggedy five out, four tefachim out. So then you have to say good, I'm sorry, you have to say Pitikra Yored V'Sotim on four different walls. And that's a problem. Because Shmuel holds you, don't say it four times. To kosher up in it, you're right. That was an area where the Aksad was open on four sides. His point is that you don't say Pit Tikra to Matir an area if you have to say four separate walls are coming down. In this case, even though it's technically within a corner, but they're all considered separate walls. Because even the four Tefahim area is considered significant. And no, Tefahim. The four Tefahim is considered Makom Hashuv. So therefore, that area gets its own Pit Tikra. The five and the five get its own. And the four get its own. Now, that exactly. Exactly. That's why you have a case. If again, if it was just one wall, you could have that four. The only way you could have four Pit Tikras is a corner. Right? If it was just one wall, you're not going to have four. So Pit Tikrat. Up to four, you could always Pit Tikra. So that's why, according to Shmuel, you needed the corner case with the way he calls it is. The way he explains it is. Bekerin Zavit, Bekeruyav, Be'arba. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.